This is a special ARM podcast as we speak with session presenters and keynote speakers. I'm Bill Klaproth. With me is Terry Reed, Director of Partner Relationships at Symmetric Health Solutions. She is also the former FDA Director over the UDI program. Also with us is Yolanda Redman. She is the Vice President of Supply Chain Procure to Pay, Sourcing, Purchasing Systems, and Disbursements at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. And in this podcast, we'll be talking about using public master data and innovation to improve your item master. Yolanda and Terry, welcome and thank you so much for your time. Yolanda, let's start here. Can you introduce yourself and tell us what you do at VUMC?
Sure. Thank you, Bill, and for this opportunity. I'm currently the Vice President of Supply Chain for Procure to Pay at VUMC. What that entails is that I have overall responsibility for the purchasing, sourcing, data analytics, disbursements, and our supply chain systems teams. And currently serving in a workstream lead role as we are embarking upon looking at a new ERP implementation for VUMC.
Excellent. So you are the perfect person to ask this next question then. So would you mind sharing what led VUMC to seek out a solution to matching your item master data to public data like UDI and Access Good ID?
Yes. VUMC is actually in the process of also replacing its point-of-use system to one that is more robust from a technology standpoint. Our current system that we're utilizing, that system will be sunset later on in this fiscal year. And so VUMC has embarked upon looking at new technology. And as part of that new technology, one of the data elements that was required was the fact that we needed to provide GTN information. And so as we looked to provide an answer to that solution, we started to seek the market to go about finding out what that process would look like.
Right. So then can you describe the process involved with the matching?
Sure. What VUMC found as we went and embarked upon that process was that there were a lot of data sources that we could gather that information from, a lot of public information that was available. However, one of the challenges that we had was that we also had a very aggressive timeline in terms of implementing our new system and making sure that we had some very key deadlines that we had to meet. And so in looking it through that process and the level of data that our analysts would have to go through to compile all that data, we actually started to reach out to other third-party companies to see if they could help us facilitate and be able to meet those timelines. One of the companies that we ended up turning to from some of our many references that we had was Symmetric Health Solutions. Symmetric Health Solutions was able to help us be able to meet our timelines for cleansing of our data for the item master, be able to pull in not only just the GTN information, but other key data elements to help us facilitate that process. Because as many, I'm sure, of my colleagues will learn, while the information is very much publicly available, it is a very cumbersome process to be able to review all of that data in a very consolidated, concise manner within some of the timeframes that you need to meet.
So then tell us, what benefits have you seen so far?
We, from a VUMC perspective, have not been able to fully implement and understand all the many benefits that we will get from this new data that we now have available to us in our item master, and that's because we actually have not implemented the process yet. We will not be going live in our new point-of-use system until in the November-December timeframe, but the team is very excited about the new processes and the capabilities that will be brought to VUMC as a result of having this information. Actually, I would ask Terry, because she's been a very key resource as well for us working to obtain this information, if maybe she may have some experiences from some of her other colleagues or clients that may be able to help provide some of that information.
Thank you, Yolanda. Yes, I did want to mention that Yolanda talked about the availability of all the open sources and how difficult it can be to manually try to reconcile one source with the other and match to your existing data. The reason Symmetric could meet the deadline at Vanderbilt is that we apply artificial intelligence and other innovative technologies to automate that matching process and address the challenges that plague supply chain teams who are really overwhelmed with the manual inefficiencies in supply chain data. So the benefits from other hospitals, they traditionally spend all these hours reconciling all of this information, but with this more accurate data, they can accelerate contract management because they have better, more accurate data to improve the negotiation with suppliers. They also have the device data that can be applied to improve value analysis decision-making. And once this data flows into reimbursement charges, which I believe Vanderbilt is seeking, they'll be able to assign relevant reimbursement codes, so they'll increase their charging capabilities.
Thanks for sharing that perspective. Certainly sounds like there are definitely a lot of benefits to this. So Yolanda, how do you anticipate using the data to improve supply chain operations at VUMC? And are there other ways that you think this data will help VUMC?
Yes, definitely. As Terry indicated, we'll see the value of being able to improve the data analytics and to be able to more concisely be able to group commonality amongst the items that we have in our item master, to be able to more closely align various grouping elements from a contracting perspective, as well as being able to help in our value analysis information that we're able to provide. We commonly work with our clinical teams in the programs that we have here at VUMC, and so to be able to give them that deeper level of granularity and consistency across the platform will be huge to our organization to help improve the data that we already have existing within our systems. We also see, to Terry's point, that it's also, too, just being able to improve that patient experience, because we do believe that patient experience, that we want to make it personal to the patients, to the ones that we serve and we care for. And so this also helps us to enable that process. It also allows us to be able to reduce the manual effort that Terry's mentioned earlier as well with our teams, where they are having to consolidate this type of information on a manual basis and keep it constantly updating and doing reiterations of data.
So what I'm hoping that VUMC will be able to realize is what some of our other customers have realized in return on investment. One hospital in particular that took the time to conduct a return on investment study found this data enabled them to have a 97% staff time reduction in supply chain data maintenance activities and a 4x return on investment for UDI data integration activities. So really significant gains. VUMC is at the beginning of the process, but I'm confident they'll be able to see those kinds of gains themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes sense. Well, Yolanda and Terry, thank you so much for your time. Before we wrap up, is there any additional thoughts you can give us, Yolanda, as we talk about matching your item master data to public data? Any additional thoughts?
Yeah, I would just recommend to all facilities that are currently embarking upon this challenge to continue to look for those resources such as Symmetric, where you can be assisted with a platform that, as Terry indicated, has already built in a lot of the artificial intelligence that is needed to help churn and to review this data so that your focus can be more around how it directly improves your supply chain versus you actually trying to do the data churning yourself and analytics, and your time again gets spent doing on those are the values rather than spending it on doing the value analysis that's needed.
Right. Thank you so much, Yolanda. And Terry, any additional thoughts you'd like to add?
I was part of the rollout of some of these public data sources, and the vision that we had at FDA for this UDI system, I'm really happy to see it being realized in places like VUMC. The FDA rolled out UDI and Access Good ID to improve recall management, to improve patient safety. It's very exciting to see that happening in reality.
Absolutely. Well, Terry and Yolanda, thank you both for your time today. This has really been informative. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And once again, that's Terry Reed and Yolanda Redman. And for more education like this, please go to the ARM Knowledge Center at arm.org/knowledge-center. Thanks for listening.